broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Who?
Did he say Ask the Fellas?
Yeah, Ask the Fellas.
We're back.
Oh, shit, we're back.
You guys recorded last week, right, apparently?
Oh, we did.
Say, we're back since last week.
It's been so long since Bartles has been here. Right. I didn't even know if we were Ask the Fellas anymore.
I know Bartles said the same shit. He's like, man, it's been like three to four weeks.
Man, this is back in the early days, right?
Yeah.
We recorded once like every 4 weeks.
It's because we were inexperienced and we didn't give a fuck.
I think we're inexperienced already. Still, we're still inexperienced.
But it's not like we don't give a fuck. It's just like, I mean, you guys recorded with Shomar last week, right? Apparently.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, you know, I've been busy, you know, I've been fucking out there, you know, I'm feeling my age, you know. Right now, I'm like partying every weekend, and I'm like, you know, I gotta take advantage of, you know, 36, because in a few months I'm gonna be 37.
Yeah. So. he's feeling 42 right now.
Wait, what 42 are you feeling up right now?
what does that mean? What does that mean?
He said you were feeling 42, a 42-year-old.
No.
Oh.
I'm not feeling a 42-year-old.
Oh, my bad.
I'm feeling like a 42-year-old.
Oh.
No, I'm feeling, you know what? I'm feeling like 46 right now, actually.
Are you really?
Yeah, dude. I can't imagine how it's going to feel when I'm like actually 46.
It'll be fine, bro. Look, listen, like, this weekend, I played in 4 baseball games, 4 days in a row.
What?
4 days, 4 fucking games.
I didn't see you in the fucking. I didn't. What position did you play with the Dodgers?
not the Dodgers. Oh. Long Beach Recreational League. Listen, it's still a league. It's still a baseball game, and it's still 3 hours worth of baseball.
No fucking way. 9 innings?
9 innings.
Damn. They pitch overhand or?
Come on! Yes!
Nice.
Well, what color is the T-ball?
Real baseball league, I bet. Come on, man.
All right.
Don't diminish it like that.
What's the average speed of a fastball?
Okay, it's not that fast. It depends. Okay, so like the real teams, it can get up to about maybe low 80s.
Okay,
that's not too bad, right? But I mean, a lot of people aren't used to that. But
no, I can't hit a fucking.
I really have trouble is when they're going down to like 60s, like the mid 60s. Uh-huh. You can't. It's hard to hit that shit. It's harder to hit a low 60s than it is. A mid 80s.
Is it because it's like deceiving or what?
Because it's kind of like they just lob it up there. Have you seen Kike?
Yeah, like when Kike's pitching. Yeah,
dude, they don't hit. They can't hit it that hard. It seems like you have all the time in the world to decide where to hit it. Right? It's not that easy.
And I haven't seen anybody hit a home run off of him with that pitch.
No. It's really, really hard.
You know, I mean, obviously they've been training all their lives for fast fucking pitches, right? Mm-hmm. Most of their adult lives is fucking fast, like 80 and above. And then when they start seeing a 40, 55, 60 mile an hour pitch.
They're like, what the fuck?
And that's what I'm saying. You've been training all your life to drink and have fun, and yet you're still struggling.
And yet, you know what? You're right. I'm like fucking struggling.
I don't understand that.
I'm still fucking recovering from Vegas, bro.
I don't understand that. Come on. We've been training all our lives for that shit.
Yeah.
I think I hit my peak. And now
it's all downhill. It's downhill from here.
Because, you know, the other day I was like, why the fuck? Because I know older people, older like gentlemen, you know, dudes that they don't drink anymore. You know, they're like maybe 60, 65, or even 55, and they don't drink. I'm like.
And they stop drinking.
Yeah.
What?
I was like, they don't drink anymore. It's like, why don't you drink? One guy I heard, he was like, oh, because, you know, every time I drink, it gives me a massive headache.
What?
Yeah. The other guy is like. Every time I drink, I kill people.
Wait. That's totally different. That's totally different.
I mean.
That's a good reason to stop drinking.
Good reason to stop.
I support that. The other guy is like, every time I drink, you know, I wake up and, you know, I've lost my home. So
how many homes has he had? Holy shit. This guy's rich.
He's like, I've been an alcoholic for all my life and, you know, I've lost plenty of homes. and wives. So I decided I'm going to keep my fifth wife.
Wow. Damn.
So, you know, they have their reasons, right? You know, legitimate reasons.
I get
but,
it. You
know, but some guys are like, oh, I just don't drink. I think they just don't want to tell me what the fuck they did that made them stop drinking, right?
Listen, when you're drinking, it feels like a great time, right?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. You have that energy. You have, like, the spunk about you, right? And then the next day, it's like, oh, why did I get that last drink? Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to wake up in the morning. It's hard to get going. That's probably how they feel, right? Yeah. And but you don't feel that bad, right? You're like, you're not going to quit on us, are you?
See, that's what, when I woke up on Sunday morning and we were going to go drink again, mm-hmm. I was like, no, I want to stay in bed. I want to sleep. And then, and they were like, get your ass up, man. They started pouring drinks. So we're drinking tequila with soda water. And then, you know, I was like, bro, I'm looking at him pour it. I'm like, man, as soon as you fucking pour that shit and we start drinking, we're going to be drunk. He's like, yeah.
That's yeah, that's the point.
So he fucking poured that shit. We're fucking getting ready to leave. We're packing up. We're walking. We start drinking our shit. And then I'm like, all right, let's do this. I'm back.
Let's go.
Let's get this shit done, man. Yeah. Let's get this shit done.
Damn. And but, you were in Vegas how many days?
We did a turnaround.
Mm. Okay.
So we flew in. We left home at 7 in the morning, mm-hmm. got to the airport, went to go drink at the lounges.
Nice.
So those, you know, those exclusive VIP lounges. You get in there, you're drinking, and you're drinking before you get to Vegas.
Wait.
What?
Who allowed you to go into one of those lounges?
Who allowed me to go into a lounge?
Yeah, how did you get in?
Whose dick do you have to suck to get into that goddamn lounge?
Because listen, they don't ever let me into those, even if I offer to suck a dick.
Have you offered to pay?
No. Well, no. My first instinct is like, whose dick do I have to suck to get into this lounge?
They're like, if he offered to eat somebody's pussy, we let him in. He always offers a dick.
You know, thinking about it, I don't know, man. If I had to lick some girl's pussy for that shit, she must be some nasty-ass pussy.
Shit, hopefully, maybe it's not. Maybe.
But how do you get into those lounges, though?
So, it depends. So, I have the American Express card, the Platinum American Express card.
Platinum. I got the black one. Does that even count?
No, you gotta upgrade.
Damn it.
Wait, I thought black was the biggest one.
That's what I thought.
Not in card world.
No.
That's like the small one.
Oh, shit.
That's like small dick.
Backwards.
the black ones, they give it to people with bad credit.
God damn it.
So you get yourself an American Express Platinum card, and you get access to all these airport lounges. You get the Delta Lounge, the Centurion Lounge, the fucking the Priority Pass, VIP lounges and shit. You get in there. You can take in some of those lounges, you can take a guest, but you have to pay for them. Mm. Usually $30 to $50.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of money, man.
Wait, you think it is?
Are we going into like Knott's Berry Farm or something?
I know.
You know you're going to Knott's Berry Farm for the adults.
Okay.
So you get into a lounge,
yeah.
And there's food there and free drinks. Mm.
Free drinks?
Free drinks. The bar is it's an open bar.
How many
and it's
drinks?
A full, there's no limit.
There's no limit.
It isn't a cruise.
Come on.
You're only allowed to be, you can be there less than, you have to be there 3 hours before your flight.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, literally, how much damage?
I mean, in 3 hours.
How so much damage can we do in 3 hours?
That is a lot of drinks.
We've been there for an hour. We've done fucking plenty of fucking damage.
Yeah.
So you get in there and it's a full bar. Order whatever the fuck you want. And you're getting wasted, bro. All you do is give them $1 tip for every drink you take or not, you know, if you're an asshole. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you eat a little bit and you fucking get toasty. You get on your plane. 45 minutes later, you land in Vegas and you keep drinking.
Wait, the food's included too?
Yeah.
How come we've never heard about this before?
That's a nice hack, bro.
Because you don't have the American Platinum, bro.
Wait, are you saying I'm poor?
You have a black card. It's not that you're poor. It's that you didn't know.
No, it's that I'm poor.
No, bro.
It's that I'm poor.
You have way more money than I do.
No, but see, the thing is, I don't have one of those platinum cards. How much do you need to spend to have a platinum card?
Spend? Oh, to get the points?
I don't know. Like, how do you get one?
How do you qualify for it?
I'll send you my link.
Okay. I can get a platinum card.
Yeah. Really? I'll send it to you. That way I can get 40,000 miles. Oh. And you get 100,000 miles. by the way.
You still can't get in the lounge.
No, you, yeah, no, no, hey, no, after you get that shit, bro, hey, man, the world opens up.
Okay, but let's say I'm going on Volatis. Can I still get in one of those United lounges?
You can't get into the Delta one. If you can get into the Centurion lounge.
Oh, that sounds good. Centurion means like that guy on a horse, right?
No, that's a centaur.
Oh! Yeah. Jerry, like, am I riding that bull?
That bull.
So here's the magic. If you fly Delta base main lounge, you can pay to get into the Delta lounge, and it's $50 to get in there for you and your guest. But if you have the platinum card and you're flying Delta, you don't have to pay to get in. So you got to use it. If you get the platinum card, you can get into any of the other lounges as well. So any airport that has a lounge, get into that shit and you eat for free. Because, dude, we had a drink at LAX at a cantina and we paid each. We paid $30 for one drink.
Yeah.
Stop.
Easy, bro. That's
$30
easy.
$30.
Wow.
Bro.
Easy. Yeah, we've done that plenty of times. It's, God, it doesn't feel good, but it feels good.
Yeah.
Right, right. I don't know if you know what I mean.
No, those airport drinks do hit different.
Yeah.
When I texted you guys, that's what I said. I texted, man. You know, first airport drink hits different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I got the bill and I was like, what the fuck?
Sure did. Hit
hell
different.
Yeah. Hell fucking yeah. $30 motherfucking,
that's
bro.
That's expensive.
I was like, dude, we would have gone to the lounge. I mean, we were at the lounge, but we were like, fuck it, let's get one more drink and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, man. So that's the problem with having access to the lounges.
That's the problem with having money.
No. I'd rather drink my shit for free than have to fucking pay $30 per drink.
Good Lord.
So the problem with having access to the lounges is now you're fucking getting to the airport early because now you know, you're like, oh fuck, okay. Because especially if you have kids, you know, you have your kids, so they get to eat for free, they get to drink for free. You know, they're all little kids like all wasted and shit, fucking drinking all the fucking.
You who
mimosas and shit.
No, they don't drink mimosas. They don't drink mimosas.
So the kids don't count as like additional guests?
They do actually.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So you have to pay like $30 for the kids.
Oh, okay.
But again, you know, you know if you look at all the food that you're gonna buy in the airport, it all adds up to that
for
shit.
For sure.
Yeah. So, you know, again, dude, we're drinking, we get you fucking to Vegas. Our plan in Vegas, again, I said it was a turnaround. So we're getting there at 11 o'clock. We're leaving the next day at 6 p.m. So we get there. We go to our hotel. Actually, backtrack. We didn't even have time to fucking check into our hotel because we needed to go to the day pool. We went to Live. So we went to the day pool. We checked our bags at the bellhop and left our shit there. We changed in the bathroom to go to the fucking day pool. We had, it was like $100 for guys to get in, $75 for women. Mm-hmm. However, we had a hookup and we got in for free.
Wow.
So that made
That's dope.
Yeah. So we were in there having a good time. We got fucking wasted, man. Fucking wasted. Fuck.
Man, you know, I love Vegas, man, because every time you go, like somehow, like you miss a day, like you lose a day.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there's always that one guy that, you know, when you go and toast at the roof of like the Caesar's Palace and some like it just you just kind of like just you forget whatever happened that day, and then the next day you're kind of like emptying your pockets just to find out what you did that the day before so you can find your friend because you lost him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have like a baby strapped to your chest and then like, you're driving a cop car,
everybody's like hungover.
Fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
I envy you, man, because I wish I would have went with you this time.
Jerky, that's a fucking movie,
huh,
man.
What? Yeah. Excuse me,
are you talking about part one or part two or part three?
Part three.
What are you talking about?
That's a fucking Hangover, man.
No. That happened.
That was part one when they found him in the roof.
It happens, bro.
He was all sunburned and shit.
It actually happened.
Fucking Hangover, man. But dude, man, that's pretty cool. Like,
we need to do Vegas the way I did Vegas with you guys. We fucking got there, got drunk. We were drunk basically the whole fucking weekend. Have you guys been to Circa to watch like, bro? It's like fucking
to watch what?
Football or sports?
Oh no!
It's fucking amazing, man. Fucking amazing. It was hot as fuck outside, but as soon as you got in the water, you were in the water and dipped in the water. You're good.
Oh, this is a day pool.
It's, basically.
And there's football games to watch.
Bro, the fucking screen that they have outside, it's like, I don't know,
That I didn't know about.
100 feet by 50 fucking feet wide and shit. It's fucking amazing. I'll show you guys. I'll post up some video.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. That sounds awesome. Damn.
Fucking badass. Fucking badass fucking time right there. It's a good time. You see people from all over the place, different fucking football teams that they you know, they like. People are like looking at you like motherfucking Rams, and then you're looking at them, fuck you, Cowboys. And then you have other people that are nice, you know, like congratulating you. They're like, oh, fucking Rams, they did great. Like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, you know, too bad you're a Cowboy fan, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But it was a good fucking time, man. That's a good fucking time.
All right.
Yeah. So it was so quick turnaround. Do you feel it was rushed or it was enough time?
Not at all. Not one bit, bro.
You were ready to come back home, right?
What you're doing is you're no. You know what? No, not really.
No.
No, I didn't hear what you said. What'd you say?
Oh, no, I was saying he was ready to come back home. Like, if it was like, man, like, we're fucking, I'm done.
Yeah. No, not really, honestly. Because we got there. The way you do a turnaround, if you're flying there, is you fucking, you party until it's time to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So you fucking just going the whole fucking night.
I like what you did. You partied before you even got there.
Yeah.
And you get there and you're still partying.
Yeah.
Because it's only a 45-minute flight.
Right, exactly.
And then you're probably drinking on the plane if you're lucky.
We didn't have time, honestly. Okay. It was like, oh, we're going up. Like, oh, well, it's time to come back down. Like, oh, okay, never mind. they asked if you wanted to buy something. I was like, you know what? I can wait a little bit.
Because
we were already fucking toasty. We were ready to go.
Yeah, and then you land and you right away, you're in Vegas. There's slot machines in the freaking, in the airport.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Right. So it's a party, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So the first night I think we went to, you know, to bed or whatever, like at 3 a.m.
Fuck.
You know, 3 a.m, woke up at 8:30 to continue partying. Like, again, I was fucking dying. But as soon as that first sip fucking touched my lips, ready to fucking go. And then you continue to do that shit. Once our plane was leaving at 5:30, so we left circa at 4. We got to the airport. We went to the fucking lounge and we kept fucking drinking there.
Holy shit.
We were drunk. When we got home, we were fucking drunk.
All I'm saying is a PSA, just for the people that are over 45, don't drink that much. And sleep. Sleep is good.
Yeah, because, you know, at 36, you know, I got back on Sunday and it's Tuesday now and I'm still fucking recovering. Dude.
Yeah. It's rough.
I can't imagine how it's going to be when I'm 46.
It's really rough.
Yeah. You're not gonna make it, bro.
I'm not. Probably gonna die.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, man?
I want to like. What's up? God damn it. Really? Do you practice this at home or something?
I do. I tell my daughter, hey, babe, say something. What do you want?
Well, all right, let me just start it. Okay, guys, okay, whatever. Okay. Fellas, what is the age cutoff?
What's up, Ben?
Okay, come on.
I mean, he's a jerky.
What's the age cutoff?
Uh-huh.
And that's like the headline. What's the age cutoff? For men to look, try to look hip or trendy. What's the age cutoff for that?
Shit.
36.
36. So Barlow's his age.
So I'm like at the end.
I'm at the end.
I gotta start dressing like Victorious.
That's it, bro. It's end of the road.
Fuck.
So orthopedic shoes.
Oh, that's my God.
You
know
ready
what?
To go.
There's one over here in Downey that I've been looking at, and I'm like, the shoes have been looking attractive. Is that what's happening to me?
It's like, what is going on?
Like, oh, brown orthopedic shoes.
Yeah. Are they New Balance?
No, they're better.
Oh,
they're $300 shoes.
Oh my God,
like, bro.
Well, they must be comfortable.
Yeah, they're right in my budget.
Good lord. So 36?
No, I think people can be trendy and as you can. I've seen on the internet. I've seen like old dudes that are probably like in their 70s, like still. So well, it depends what you mean, like trendy. Like,
what do you mean by trendy though?
Like there's a word in Spanish that when we're talking about 70-year-olds, right? It's called cascaras. What's a cascara in English?
A peel.
A peel.
Like almost like a shriveled up peel.
Okay.
Like. If you're 70, there's no way that you can be trendy, right?
But see, the ones like, okay, here's what you miss in that question.
Okay.
depends on your budget, on your what's in your bank account.
That's true. That is very true.
Because you have, you know, like a Mick Jagger. That motherfucker's what, 80 or some shit?
He is.
That motherfucker's still trending as fuck.
Well,
you have fucking Morrissey.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker's old as fuck, mm-hmm. but he dresses trendy as fuck.
Sure. But he has like people that are shopping for him, right? They're like buying him the clothes that he has to wear. That way he looks like he's like in the sure. moment, right? Like mm-hmm. he has like still relevant.
You know who's like a sexy motherfucker?
Who?
Prince died, but it's not him anymore. Fucking Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz, right? That's true.
That motherfucker is what, 55, some shit like that? He has to be.
Really?
Yeah, has to be.
He's only 55?
Wow, I think.
Oh, you think he was older? You think he's like 60?
Well, maybe. His daughter, you know his daughter, right?
Yeah,
Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz, damn.
She looks pretty nice.
She's about,
she's about 20-something. So
he's 61.
61.
Yeah. This motherfucker, he fucking, you know, he dresses trendy as fuck. Mm-hmm. And that motherfucker has the looks to do it too, you know? So, again, it's your budget. And you know what? Speaking of the looks, I think you kind of have to look a little bit, you know, attractive too.
So it's subjective.
Right. No homo, obviously. I'm not in love with Lenny Kravitz. I don't even like his music.
It's subjective though, right? Like it doesn't really matter. The age is kind of like what your social circle is.
Yeah. You know, like for me, you know, I'm like 36, 37, right? You know. I wear my jorts, right? You know, I wear my jorts with my, you know, pastel colors t-shirts, you know, purples and pinks and oranges with my trendy Adidas. And I think I look fucking pretty good, man.
In Miami, though, but in L.A.
what the fuck?
It looks different in L.A.
No,
bro.
It isn't.
It's a lot different.
No, that guy's lost. He took the left turn.
I don't even carry a man purse.
That's true.
If I had a man purse or a little fucking what do you call the fucking the hips?
The
hip pouches or whatever the fuck. I forgot what they call it.
Yeah, about the
hip pouches.
The one they carry in the front. The
belly pouch. No,
not belly pouch.
You know, if I had one of those, you know, or a man purse, then maybe. But we're not that far from the beach, bro. At least I'm not walking around in sandals.
You mean the fanny pack?
Fanny pack.
That fanny pack.
Belly pack. Exactly. What the fuck? The fanny pack. Yeah, but I don't know. I think trendy can be different, right? Like young kids have different trends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're 70 trying to wear these baggy ass fucking pants like the young kids, like that's going to look weird.
Right. Or wearing the overalls that the fucking kids love. I mean, not the overalls, the fucking hoodies that they like to wear in the summer.
Right.
You know, you can't do that shit either.
Yeah.
All right. But what about looking like for women anyway?
Uh-huh.
What's the age cutoff? Like, just give me a general idea of when a woman can look slutty. Slutty. Think about
slutty. It depends on her body, bro.
I understand.
Fuck.
So give me an age. Like, I'm talking about like where her dress is short enough where you can almost see if she's pregnant. I'm sorry, not pregnant.
I was like, God damn.
You mean a bush.
If you can actually see if she has a bush.
Uh-huh.
Or 45. Maybe even if she has underwear. 45.
Yeah.
45 is, well, you know what? 15? 45 is the new.
That's pretty young.
35.
35, yeah.
45. Because a lot of 45-year-olds look pretty young.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah. All right. I give you 45.
Yeah. I was dating a 43-year-old not too long ago.
Okay.
For two months, I think.
And she was willing and able to wear something slutty.
Yeah, she was fucking hot as fuck.
Awesome.
I don't know how the fuck I got her, but I got her.
Come on.
Said two whole months.
Hey, you know, she turned out to be an alcoholic, so I couldn't stay with her.
Oh, you're talking about the one chick from the place and the other place and mm-hmm. upstairs?
Yeah.
And the place?
Yeah.
That's her.
I remember her.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I was like,
that was the bitch that was drinking, right?
Yes! I started drinking.
Yeah, she was fucking alcoholic, but she was hot as fuck.
Wow, you know, like this is the thing that that I remember about Barlow's. Like, man, she's hot as fuck. I hope I can get her. And guess what? Barlow's got her.
He said that.
Yeah.
Wow. I had her for like 2.5 months or something. Yeah.
And then it wasn't even her choice. It was Barlow's choice to leave her.
Yeah.
What?
Damn. I was like, nah, I can't handle that shit. No. It was she was just too much drinking, bro.
Like it was like messy or like, it was just.
Yeah, like she can get messy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We'd be drinking and I'm like on my first or second drink. She's like on her third or fourth drink.
Holy shit.
And she's like ready to go, you know, for more. But, you know, but she was a fucking giver, bro. She was a total fucking giver. Yeah. Like, man.
And most of those slutty chicks are.
Bro. Yeah.
That was good.
That was like probably like top two.
Well, fuck. They got to give something, bro.
Yeah. Nah.
All right, but by the same token, like let's say if we're talking about Halloween costumes, because Halloween's coming up.
It is.
Give me the age where you can actually wear a slutty Halloween costume for chicks, for women,
I think like Ball said, like a 40-something year old can pull it off depending on what she looks like. But comfortably, I think I could say the cutoff should be around 32.
You're going to lower the age?
I'm going to go with 30. I'm not saying that a 40-year-old can't.
We're talking about Halloween, though. This is where make-believe is like primary, bro. This is where everyone wants to be hot.
A slut.
Yes. And a slut. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, well, I'm not going to take that right away from them.
You are taking them away. You're taking like 13 years away from them.
God damn.
You said 32? And you said you can wear a hot dress at 45? This is wrong, bro. This feels wrong for me.
Damn. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Well, then I'm going to go with 45 then. Let's keep it at 45.
Really? You're going to keep it at 45?
Let's keep it at 45.
This feels wrong because this is the time.
What do you want from me, Derek?
Give them 5 years. 50? 50. No. 50, they can wear a slutty costume, bro.
You know what? I haven't seen... You know what? Something happens to women at 46. Mm. They go from being hot as fuck, mm-hmm. hot as fuck. I'm doing like a countdown type of thing.
Yeah.
You guys can't see it, but it's like a countdown.
Yeah.
At 46, between 46 and 50, they age like 10 years, like just like that. Boom. Because wow. I went out with a 50-year-old the other day.
Really?
And she looked 50. And she acted 50.
Oh, shit.
And I was like...
Did she have to be home by like 6?
It felt like she needed to go home. She's like, I'm usually not out this late.
She kept saying that. I think she was just trying to escape, bro.
No. No one wants to escape me. The fuck? Shit. I was like, do you need to go home? Are you gonna something gonna happen to you?
Yeah, turn into a fucking pumpkin, like shit.
Turn into the witch from Snow White and shit, or what the fuck? But yeah, something happens between 46 and 50 for regular women. I'm not talking about movie stars and singers and shit like that, but for regular ass women, something happens. Hmm. So mark my words when your wives, you know, are that age. Start looking at it.
I hope not, but you're probably right. I'll find out pretty soon.
And
right?
and for us, it's like the clock kind of turns back on us, or it slows down.
Slows down.
Yeah, it slows down for us.
Okay.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I just hope I don't start acting like a child again. Because that's what happens to older people,
again?
Right?
Again? Or
you think I'm acting like a child now?
Yeah, we
I am not acting.
I am being myself, goddammit. Oh,
shit. But I don't know, man. I think women, I guess, respectively can, I guess they can wear whatever the fuck they want, but.
Mm-hmm. But it also can't be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but you're right. And you have to have the body for it.
Yeah,
right?
and you can't tell them shit, because then they get upset with you. Mm-hmm. Like, Barlow's just such an asshole. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just telling you what everyone else is fucking thinking, girl.
Right, but like that, let's just say, but the we're talking like in general, not just like somebody that we're either dating or married to,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
Mental. We're just giving a guideline to the fellas and the lady fellas.
Yeah, don't tell your wives or your girlfriends anything about, because they'll get upset with you. Let them dress however the fuck they want.
Because I think if they can pull it off, you know what I mean? They can pull it off. Like I've seen females in their 40s look hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they throw something on, they gonna look hot as fuck. Like, yeah. But I think eventually, like, man, they just they shouldn't, man. I think I think it's a young woman's game. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I would also say don't rely on your friends telling you what you can or cannot wear. But you can. You have to self-gauge, though. You can't just fucking wear it and not think that people are going to think bad about it if it's not, if it doesn't look good on you.
Right.
Right? So you have to kind of self-regulate. What do you think?
No, for sure. Because if they don't do it, like, they're just gonna look ridiculous to everybody else, but some people don't care. They're just like, fuck it, like, this is what I want to wear.
Yeah,
but you know, but I think you should have some form of self respect after a certain age, bro. Like, well,
and also time and place, though, right?
Right.
Because like, if you're going to a wedding, you can't look that slutty.
No, you can't try to outdo the bride, right?
And we've seen that. Yeah. Holy shit, have you seen that where? Like, the bride is all in a white gown, and then there's this one chick, even if she's young, wearing the hottest fucking dress, dancing, kind of like, I don't know what she's dancing, but it ain't a fucking salsa. Mm-hmm. And it's like outshining the bride.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
And that's it's her day, and you're stealing it away from her.
And I told her, don't do that again. We can go out, but don't do that again. Oh, man. You know what? One last thing. What I've noticed from younger girls now, like, you know, even like as young as like high school to like early 20s, late 20s, even like, you know, I'm not trying to bash, but I'm seeing a lot of like these like big girls wearing like midriffs, like showing their belly. And it's like, is that like, you know, is that how far we've gone with like anti-bullying shit where even big old girls can wear midriffs and they're like, oh, I'm sexy. You can see my belly.
That's why people are a big fan of bullying, because they feel that bullies kind of regulate a lot of shit.
That's why you didn't see none of that shit when we were kids. You didn't see any girl with a fucking showing her belly and fucking with a fucking belly button and shit. Like, girl, what the fuck? You're a big ass girl. Oh no.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about, and I'm talking about myself here.
Don't wear midriffs.
No, I'm not gonna wear midriffs. Gonna wear midriffs.
Okay. No.
What about sports? I'm 45. I'm 46 this month. This upcoming month.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What about sports? How old is too old to just say, you know, like, you gotta give it up?
46.
He said, you got a month.
Put in as many games as you can, bro.
This is Ramon
Steves
Hernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, I got a would you rather, man.
I would not rather.
You would not?
I would not.
It's not too bad. It was submitted by one of the listeners.
Oh, not also?
Not also.
Oh, okay, I'm good. Yeah, let's do it.
So it's an okay one.
Yeah.
All right, so would you rather be with a girl that has a resting bitch face all the time but is nice?
What do you mean nice? Like personality-wise?
Personality-wise.
Okay. All right.
Like, okay, if she was a character in a movie, who would she be? Like, nice. Like, let's say Lindsay Lohan and Mean Girls, nice, or...
You know who I've always thought was really nice? I don't know her fucking name, but she's the girl that came out on Big Daddy. She was the attorney, the girl with the really short hair that ends up with Adam Sandler.
Yes, I like, okay, all right.
She was really nice.
She had a real sweet voice, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't know her name, but... All right, so resting bitch face all the time, but is nice... Or someone that is always smiling but is a total bitch.
I'll take the nice one. I mean, I'll take the
resting bitch face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. RBF.
Yeah. I've met people like that, and it's just like, fuck. Like, you don't want to approach them, and then you approach them, and they're like the fucking best people.
Who?
Like just random fucking people.
Do
like,
we know who they are?
No, they're not from our circle.
You know, my daughter has RBF sometimes.
Really?
No.
I look at her and I'm like, are you okay? She's like, what? Why? Yeah, I'm okay. Why? She's
always... I feel great. Yeah.
Well, because you looked upset right now. Like, no, I'm like, okay, well, honestly, you had RBF right now. You know what? Some people tell me that sometimes. But no, I'm just in my own zone right now. I wasn't thinking about anything
really?
Else. Like, oh, okay, then. Yeah, because she, you know, obviously you guys met my daughter, and she was like fucking nicest kid in the world.
Yeah.
I do have to say that I am attracted to like the girl that is always happy, that always has like this face that that is just hopeful, like the world is great and everything is going to turn out great. You know what I mean? Like that's just something that I admire.
I don't like that.
You don't? What the fuck? It's, what do you mean?
It can be draining. Yeah, now, I think.
What? Like,
when it's too much,
it's like, oh, shut up.
Oh, come like, on.
Like, things aren't that great.
No.
What the fuck? It's like, you know, the other day I was complaining to somebody and I'm like, oh, man, I have to go to the office today. Oh, man, there's so much shit I need to do. It's okay, you know. The day's going to go by really quick. You know, next thing you know, it's going to be time for you to go home. I'm like, just fucking listen to me complain about my shit and say, oh, no. And then let's move on, motherfucker.
Wait, was that me? Because that was me today about talking to you. Yeah. I was telling you, don't worry, Bartles.
I know.
Your day's going to go fine.
What the fuck? What the fuck is this guy?
How dare you fucking tell me that?
The world's falling apart over here. Telling me the world's going to, everything's going to be fine.
I'm telling you, don't worry. You're hungover. It's going to be great. You're going to pull through, bro. You're not going to die today.
No, man.
Yeah. But people can't be too cheery. But then I don't like people that are like Debbie Downers all the time, tampoco. You know what I mean? Like,
I get it, man. But I almost got fired over being too cheery one day, man.
Really?
I was in college and I went to work, right? And I would go in. My schedule was at 9 o'clock. No, this is true. Don't look at me like that.
I'm making a face like.
No, I was getting ready.
Get ready. Get ready.
Get ready for what?
All right, if there's like a red phone booth in this, or if his thought is in black and white.
No, I went into work and my schedule was 9 to like 5. I don't know what the fuck it was, right? But everybody else was like at like 8 o'clock, so they were there an hour before me, and they were miserable because they had to get up a little earlier than me, right? Mm-hmm. So I come in and I'm like, "Good morning, everyone. How are you?" And there's so many people to greet, so I'm greeting everybody, right? And my direct supervisor pulls me aside, takes me to an office, and says, "You know, you don't have to be cheery every single day." And I look at her like she was crazy. And then, not even a week later, she fired me.
Damn.
Stop.
Don't know why. And I think it was because I was too cheery.
Too fucking cheery.
Yeah.
She would see you walking in from her little window upstairs. There's that happy motherfucker. Gonna come over here and ruin my fucking day.
Look at Jerky swinging his arms.
He's got his whole life ahead of him. I'm over here 50 years old, can't even retire.
I can't believe it.
They see him in the distance fucking jumping and clicking his heels.
It's terrible.
He's like the guy from 500 Days of Summer before he fucking broke up with the girl and shit.
Yep.
All happy and shit.
Yeah. You know
that bastard.
And I think I pissed her off even more because she was like, "How many days do you need so you can get another job?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? I can get another job right now. Don't worry about it. I got it all lined up." She was pissed.
You told her with a smile. It's a fuck. There's no tearing this guy down.
Yes, she was like, and your dog died. It's okay. You know, he was old, you know. I got another one lined up.
She was pissed, bro. She hated me, bro. To this day, she doesn't talk to me, man. Fuck. It's horrible.
To this day? What do you mean?
Oh, she's in the friends group.
Oh, shit.
I thought this motherfucker was visiting the store just to fucking make it.
No.
Just to fucking make her mad again. She was in all happy.
No, she was one of our college friends.
No. Oh, I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yes, and she hates me, bro. So.
Wow.
So I hide from her just because you never know if she has a bullet with my name on it. You know what I mean?
It's hiding under her gut.
But you know, but that's the thing. Like for some people, they say like, you know, going in a little later can make people a little happier.
Makes a huge difference, bro.
But you know, like I think that's what they like. I fucking hate it. But at my daughter's school, they don't start school till like almost 9 o'clock.
That's awesome. Perfect. Yeah,
you know, and I'm like, my daughter doesn't seem any more cheery though.
Oh.
I like wake her up and she's like, "Dad, I'm still fucking tired."
You had an extra fucking hour.
I know. It's wild. Like I tell also, and he's like, what? She goes in at 9, and I'm like, well, 8:59, wow. Like the fucking bell rings.
Wow. Yeah. I would have thought the opposite, but okay.
Yeah. But I'm sure, but you know what? But she's like that because she hasn't experienced going in fucking early.
And that's what she needed. She needed that hour, that 8 o'clock clock in, and then she would have appreciated the 9 o'clock.
She would have been like, yeah, I missed the 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But man, I can't believe they fired you, Jericho.
They fired me. But you know what? The boss came in like a few hours later, and he rehired me on the spot. And then he's
like, come back, you cheery motherfucker. We need people like you.
He talked to her, right? He was like, what the fuck? Why'd you fire him?
He did. He was pissed.
Fucking employee morale.
Within an hour that he fucking got fired. As he was fucking cleaning out his locker, he's like, why is everyone down? What happened? Where's the music? Where's the tap dancing?
He had his own little theme song. He would walk in.
Come on, man. This is a true story, man. I knew too many secrets, bro. Like, I knew that he left his wallet at his mistress's house.
Oh, shit.
And I went to go pick it up, right? He would give me his hotel bills. That when he would have to go to conferences, and he would have me like Photoshop them to like increase the cost of the hotel, so he can get reimbursed.
Oh yeah, he had to protect people like you.
I was a very hot commodity in that fucking organization, bro.
Organization to him.
Well, to him,
he's like, I can't let him go. You know, he either stays or he dies.
Like the fucking Epstein files over here and shit.
It's too valuable. He's got too much dirt on me.
See, and that's the crazy part. Like, you know what I mean? As soon as you open up that fucking window, like you got them.
Yeah, I got them
because who's to say, like, oh, well, fuck it. You know what I mean? You're going to step on me. I know shit about you.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I taught him because he had two jobs, by the way. He had a group home. And he had like his current job of like he had like foster family agency or whatever, right? So he was trying to figure out, how do I make phone calls out of this office without it being tracked? And I'm like, just use a fax line. What the fuck? And nobody knows about it. And I mean, for years, this guy he had a double paycheck because of me, man.
Wow.
Did he ever give you a cut?
He didn't.
We may not want to admit that. Yeah,
that's the fellas. At 555.
Hey everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, man?
What's the most expensive? I'm waiting because this motherfucker's going to interrupt me in a second. And I know it. You saw my face, didn't you, Victorious?
Yeah. No, go ahead, bro.
No. You got to do it now.
Now you interrupt me.
If you do it later, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay, what's up?
No, what is the most expensive thing that you have ever bought that is now collecting dust?
Huh.
And I'm like, there's a few things that I can list off right now that some of our listeners wrote to us about.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And some of them are like a gym membership. You know, they paid for it.
Sure.
And they're paying month to month. They never use it.
Yeah, and they don't want to go cancel it because you have to go in and fucking do all this shit and be embarrassed.
Right.
Especially if you're like fat as fuck and they're looking at you like,
really?
You know, you should be using it. Look at you.
And by that note, it's the same thing. A treadmill. People buy treadmills.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they think, oh, I'm going to walk every day. Yeah. And no, it just stays and it's collecting dust. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like a furniture by now, right? Some guy wrote in. He says he bought a Polaris dune buggy.
Okay.
You know what that is?
I know what a dune buggy is, not Polaris. So.
But
this one flies.
Oh, this one flies.
It's a flying dune buggy. But he never gets to use it. It's just in the garage. And he even bought the trailer for it, and he never takes it out. Right? It's terrible, bro. But on the same token, Sea-Doos. This guy bought Sea-Doos, and he thought, oh, I'm either going to take it to the lake or I'm going to take it to the beach. And he never did. Like, he probably took it once.
Yeah.
And that was it.
He realized, oh shit, gas is expensive. and I got to register them.
But this one guy bought his wife breast augmentation. And he says he gets to play with them maybe once every 4 months.
That's some bullshit.
No, see, I would ask for their fucking refund.
Wait, but breast augmentation meaning what? Reduction?
She got a boob job.
She got a boob job.
Augmentation.
That's what he said. That's what he called it.
Oh, my God.
But he's
maybe
like,
that's why you ain't touching him for a
minute. You sound like a pussy.
I know exactly.
let me touch your breast augmentation.
Your augmented breasts.
Some guy buy a boat. He says he doesn't take it to anywhere, to a lake or the ocean.
I know a guy here in Downey that has had his boat for 2 years. We've known him for 2 years, and he's never taken a boat out. Yeah. Wow. Yep. I'm talking about you. A ends with Ulma.
Wow. Jeez. All he does is clean it. On the weekend?
No, it's all fucking full of fucking spider webs and shit. Okay.
Wow. A horse? Oh. Can you believe that? You just bought a horse and just...
No, horse, you're supposed to use horse.
Yeah.
not horse. No, not horse. A horse.
A horse. Of course,
they probably
of course.
Realize that bestiality is illegal.
A PS5. Guys, what? That's expensive.
Yeah, I mean,
not expensive as a horse, but a PS5. Come on.
I bought an X Series Xbox.
Really?
And I played it for maybe a month, and then it sat there for 2 years. Then I was like, you know what? Let me just sell it.
Did you? You ended up selling it.
I did sell it.
Okay, at least that's something, right?
Yeah.
Some lady bought a wave pool for her backyard.
A wave pool.
Those things are expensive. They're like $40,000.
Yeah.
What? You know, like the pools that you're swimming,
right? Yeah. And they kind of like push you back,
push you back.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you think you're Michael Phelps or some shit,
right?
But
did she realize that she didn't know how to swim or what happened?
No,
you're like, wait a minute.
She just didn't use it enough, and it just all of a sudden became one of those things where it just collected dust.
I bought 2 e-bikes. For myself and my daughter, they're like $800 each.
Wow.
And I think I've used them once.
Was it during pandemic?
Maybe, but right a little bit after.
A little bit after.
Kind of like, okay, shit's opening up. You know, let's start going outside. And then we got it comfortable and like, let's not go outside.
But why do you think you don't use them?
Honestly, because they're a little heavy and my car... I would have to put them both in the car,
oh.
So it takes some strength to put them in the car.
Oh, so you wouldn't ride it from your place to wherever you're going?
Yeah, you know you can use them from your house anywhere else in the world, right?
Yeah, but we're not trained that way. We want to go to that. We want to be at the park right on the beach's parking lot, and be able to go onto the sand and, you know, I don't want to drive through the city, drive through that riverbed. See the homeless motherfuckers.
So fuck the journey. Let's get to the destination.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Okay. I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Stop being so happy.
The journey.
The journey. You happy motherfucker.
Just get me to the cherry, motherfucker.
Me and my wife bought bird scooters.
But what?
The bird scooters. Those little stupid fucking, the ones you rent on the street.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we got 2 of those. Like, they were like $400 a piece.
Okay.
And we used them during pandemic. And then after that, we just forgot all about them. So.
Have you sold them?
No, they're still in the garage, man.
Like, you guys would just use them here in the neighborhood? Or?
Yeah. She even got me a helmet and everything. I look like a fucking idiot.
and you wore it just happily,
I,
right?
I wore it because I had to.
Say with a smile.
with his background music. And all the neighbors are
I fucking hate that guy.
Happy motherfucker again.
Man, I used to wave at my neighbors and they would not wave back. They were embarrassed to know me. I'm telling you.
Jerry thought he was going to start a movement of fucking fucking scooter riding neighbors and shit.
Hey, man.
I saw the decal you were designing.
It almost worked. is there anything you ever bought that is just collecting dust at home?
I think the stuff that you named, because I the gym membership,
mm-hmm.
I'm fucking, and the reason why I don't cancel is because the fucking deal is so great, which doesn't make sense, right?
Like, I'm gonna lose money by canceling, huh?
but the deal is great. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
You know, you should at least go shower there, right?
I know, right? You're like, I'll be back.
Are you like grandfather from Bally's?
Yeah.
So I know it.
You're paying like $10 a month, yeah, probably.
No less.
Wow.
I think it's like $50 a year.
What?
Yeah, no, it's insane. Like, I'm like, I would feel so stupid canceling that, but I'm losing $50 every year.
That's the funniest shit in the world.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, that's how people are, like, fucking programmed. Yeah. Like, they'll see a good deal. Man, this is a good deal. I got to go buy it, yeah, but you don't need it.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, it's a good deal, but you're fucking spending money on something you don't even need and you're not going to use.
Yeah. I just bought a fucking drone.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The plan was we went to Puerto Vallarta a few weeks ago. You know, I think I've been partying too much. Because I was in Puerto Vallarta 3 weeks ago. Yeah. After that, I went to the sun-soaked fucking festival.
Right.
And then Vegas. And then next week, I'm going to fucking Florida.
And then before that, weren't you in a cruise or something?
Oh, that's right. God damn, bro.
Oh, you've been busy,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro.
So I bought the drone to take it to Puerto Vallarta. I was going to do a zoom-out fucking type of picture with us in the fucking, in the big-ass villa that we bought. I brought it out. I was too scared to let it go out because I was like...
Wait, what?
Yeah, because I bought it, and the plan was for me to go to the empty lot over here at the insane asylum and practice fucking flying it. Mm. I never got a chance to go.
Come on.
I was like, oh man, it's too hot outside. And the plan was for me to take one of the e-bikes so my daughter can go with me,
okay,
so she could ride it. And I was, damn, it's kind of hot. We'll go next week.
Wow.
And it never happened.
So what's it doing now? What's that?
It's sitting on my dining room table.
Just collecting dust.
Collecting dust and cat hair and shit. But I will fly it one day.
One day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day you're going to be looking out your window, you're going to see a drone.
He's like, I'm fucking showering, bro. What the fuck? But yeah, but like shit like that, like people just buy shit because they, you know, everybody, well, I know that's how I'm fucking programmed, like, like my wife hates it that I'll be like, oh no, I'm gonna use it one day, I'm gonna use it one day, and I'll buy shit, and then you don't never use it.
Yeah,
never use it, and it's like, oh fuck.
Like all these fucking the AC adapters and shit, like, because everything you buy that's electronic comes with the fucking cable, mm-hmm, and a lot of them come with the adapter too. Yeah. So I was like, all right, I have another one, but then like, I don't need another one.
You have a box full of AC adapters?
You know what? I'm not as organized as Jericho.
Why are you guys looking at me?
Because, man, we know you have a box in there that has every single type of cable that we need, and cable that are also fucking obsolete. But one day they'll come back.
You don't need a cable for your StarTech Motorola phone?
No. Oh, you have one for my BlackBerry?
I do.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas.
Whoa, where are you going? Where are you going?
You just got here, bro.
Bro, we've been here for a minute.
What are you talking about?
No, man, I'm tired.
What, tired of what?
Of you, motherfucker.
Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, man. Good time, fellas. Like always, you know. It's always a drag driving over here.
Come on.
Let me finish.
5 minutes away.
Yeah. But I have to fucking, you know, pump myself up. And like, oh, okay, I gotta drive over there.
That's what cocaine is for.
But it's too early. And I'm like, I don't even want to drink. And I know they're gonna make me drink.
Whoa, come on.
Hey,
we don't make you drink.
Jericho was like, I was like, nah, man, I'm cool. I'm good, man. I'm kind of trying to fucking detox from fucking Vegas. He's like, oh, your mezcal bottle's right there. I'm like, nah, man, I'm okay. I'm okay. He's like, what about a beer? I'm like, all right, I would take a beer. And instead of giving me like a Modelo or a Corona, he gives me a red ale fucking Rumpelstiltskin fucking beer and shit.
20%.
20% alcohol.
I've never even heard of that beer. So.
I'm like, I should have just drank the mezcal.
I don't even know if that beer is legal, bro. That's how rare that beer is.
Yeah. It was good, though.
Man, I wonder if you come like on your e-bike, if it'll wake you up.
What?
Like, you don't want the wind in your face.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And you're just like,
oh, you mean drive over
drive
here.
Over here yeah. on your e-bike.
I'm like, why would I come?
No. He's like, I tried it, bro. It didn't do anything for me.
The vibration isn't at that. You know, it's not the right rhythm. You know, one of these days I'll come in my e-bike.
Hell yeah.
Nah, no, I won't. Never mind. Maybe. I'll drive through the insane asylum.
Oh, don't do that.
Why?
It's scary, bro. That thing is haunted.
I have lights.
You know what? Bring it. Bring it and bring your drone and we'll follow you. And we'll record you.
Yeah.
We'll record you on the drone.
Yeah, that'll be
on
cool.
your e-bike.
Right. That way it gets used.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. All right.
I like it.
Hell yeah. All right. Let's do it, man. Yeah. All right. Fellas, with that said, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
Hell yeah. Man, hey, do you guys think Shomar didn't show up because the Raiders lost?
Oh, don't make fun of
him. I'm just saying.
I mean, he should have known that we're going to lose.
Well, how?
Geno Smith, the quarterback. Come on.
Oh, man.
Maurice Cooper was like, you know what? I'd rather retire. That fool threw fucking how many interceptions? Four interceptions?
That's fucking terrible, bro.
It worked for me, though. I had the Chargers fucking defense on my fantasy. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it
worked out nice. Yeah. But for me, man... Shout out to me, man. I'm fucking 45.
Whoa,
I turned 45
happy
yesterday.
Happy birthday! Yeah.
I'm an old bastard now.
I'm old, bro.
What happened?
I don't know, man. I need to smile more like Cherokee.
What?
No, then you get click your heels.
Click your heels.
You'll get more wrinkles. Don't smile.
Don't smile.
Botox, bro. I keep telling you. That's how I stay young.
Oh, man.
But happy birthday, yeah. Victorious.
Thank you.
You know, hope you had a great time in the week. You know, the weekend. You know, whatever your family did for you. I'm sure it was something amazing. So,
all right. Thank you, sir. Birthday. Appreciate it. Yeah, man. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-deep. Ba-ba-ba-doop.
And this week, I want you guys to watch a Hulu special or documentary called Necaxa. It's about a team that's owned by Eva Longoria. Is that her name?
Or Eva Longoria?
Eva Longoria. Whatever it is. She could barely speak Spanish, too.
Yeah.
But Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElroy is in it as well. And they're like minor investors in the team. But it's not just about the team. It's about the people in Mexico and the people in Necaxa that are part of the team and kind of like how the prosperity of the team. It's
soccer team.
It's the soccer team.
It's the first the top league, first league fucking team, right?
It is.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And they're from Aguascalientes. They formerly from Mexico City, but you know they got booted to like the outskirts or whatever.
The McElroy guy, that's the angry tennis player.
No, that's the guy from like Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And he owns a team out there in London.
Nice.
With Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, so now he's helping out Eva Longoria out here in Mexico. So
okay.
It's interesting. It's not just about soccer. It's about people.
Rexford.
Yeah.
That's the name of the team.
Yes.
The team is doing well. They've been promoted the past 3 years. They're now in the Champions League. No, the Championship League.
And I first heard about this on the Chicano Shuffle show.
Okay. Mm.
And I seen the Instagram, what do you call those things? The Instagram.
The feed.
Feed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the feed. And I was impressed by it. So I thought, you know, I'll check it out. And you guys will probably check it out too. And you guys will enjoy it.
Okay.
So if you guys have any more things to watch?
I don't know if the last time I was here, I recommended Alien Earth. On Hulu. Was FX Hulu. That shit is fucking good. It's
really?
I think fifth episode. And it's a great fucking series.
Nice.
Great fucking series. I highly, highly recommend it. Nice. If you like the Alien franchise and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, you know what? I watched something on Netflix. I think it's called Unknown Number. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't want to give away too much, but it's about like these kids, right? And they start receiving these random texts from an unknown number, and they're like a couple, and so they're kind of cyberbullying the girl and whatever. So there's like a crazy little twist to it. So it was like real life, like a story, right? So it's, So then, and so all the text messages that they're showing during the documentary, like, they're all real.
Wow.
They're, it's based on a documentary.
Yeah.
Oh, it
wow.
is a documentary.
No, it's a documentary. Well, it's a docuseries. Is that what you call it? Like, yeah, like it really happened, like real events.
But they dramatized it.
Yeah.
That's
but
awesome.
they're interviewing the real people.
Oh, okay.
So would that be documentary?
Yeah, docuseries.
But they're also acting it out, right? Or no? Is it all just documentary?
Well, no, it's all documentary because they're just talking and kind of they're interviewing the sheriffs and the principals and the people. And it's crazy. And it has a cool little like twist to it. Like, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, it happened a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So unknown number.
Wow. I ended up watching Adolescence.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was.
Yeah, it was great. The dad won Best Actor for the series.
Yeah, I've been like refusing to watch that. Just it doesn't look great.
Did
he
recommend it?
I did not.
Well, one of you recommended it. Maybe it was a different group. That was
maybe, but it does look good though.
It is good.
It's just hard to like to start it, you know, because it's in a different language. And
no, it isn't. It's in English.
No, it's not. It's not English. It's not English. I don't understand what they're saying, bro.
Put the subtitles on. It's in English, yo. It's just a fucking God.
He just says words like "good day, mate," and I was like, "What the fuck is all this?"
It's not good day, mate.
It's not.
No, but it's like a Liverpool fucking accent. There, it's pretty cut.
It's hard. It's hard to listen to. Okay.
I don't know. I love it. I love that accent.
I'll watch it.
It's good. It's fucking good.
And
you know what? The kid won for fucking best supporting actor.
Did he really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll check it out. Yeah. Oh, why not? All right. And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars if it didn't happen. Protect your hymen.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Lugar secreto, une sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta feliz. poco disculpas. No tienen pelos en la pinche lengua. Y en un lugar secreto unieron sus voces para